cliffcentral.com.
Good morning, everybody. Yep, we're here, we're live, we're full of false enthusiasm for a Thursday. See, I can't believe that tomorrow's Friday. I tried to explain to him that's how the calendar works. He's just he's flummoxed.
You just never know with these things.
I know. Stretch and yawn. Okay, we got a lot to get through this morning. There's lots to talk about, lots to do. By the way, if you didn't hear the Frankly Speaking show yesterday, you missed out. They had, in one show, they had Bantu Holomisa and Zwelinzi Mavavi, both on the same show. Very impressive. Mm. Both men who I think a lot of people have time for. Certainly in the case of Bantu Holomisa, we spoke about him just yesterday morning, remember?
Yeah.
And there he was talking on Frankly Speaking about the anti-Zuma marches that are going to be taking place across the country today. Tomorrow. And a lot of people joining those. In fact, I got a note from the Ahmed Kathrada Foundation about their march and where they're going to be going. So there are lots and lots of people hopping on board with all of this.
So seemingly different marches are going to go to different areas.
Yes.
I heard that the DA have changed their plans to go to Luthuli House. They're now going to Mary Fitzgerald Square.
Yeah. The Kathrada Foundation will call on society to be part of the march on Friday the 1st of April. Sorry, 7th of April at the Union Buildings, calling on President Zuma to step down. They will start at Church Square in Pretoria at 12 p.m. and will proceed to the Union Buildings. So that will include, amongst others, the South African Communist Party, the Congress of South African Trade Unions, the South African Federation of Trade Unions, National Religious Leaders Council, 101 Veterans, Save South Africa, Section 27, and the Treatment Action Campaign. So that's not some small march. Sounds like a lot of people. They'll all be going to the Union Buildings tomorrow. There are marches in Sandton, there are marches in Johannesburg, there are marches in, I think yesterday they had a huge march in PE.
I don't know
if you saw those pictures.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, there were lots of people marching in PE. There are marches planned for Cape Town, marches planned for Durban, so they're all happening. And we will try to keep you informed as to where and when each march is. But they're all going to take place tomorrow, and if you want to be one of our correspondents on the ground, if you're going to be at those marches, then you can call us a little bit later. Right. So let me tell you what's going on today. There's quite a lot to get through in the show this morning. So we've got to watch time. We're going to do ANN7 auditions in the next 5 minutes or so.
Yeah, because we're going to where the money is.
Right.
I mean, let's be honest with ourselves.
We're tired of working for an independent media organization. We may as well work for a propaganda one.
No, we just literally have to have three jobs. So we've got this and other jobs. So we're going to need the third one at nighttime. Yeah.
The Burning Platform with Justice Malala. And then a little bit later on, we've also got Yul Damaso and John Curtis, who are going to talk to us about satire and political cartoons. They've got an exhibition taking place from the 1st until the 9th of April. So only a few days left of that, where they've got Zapiro, Dov Fedler, Derek Bauer, Luyusom Kize, John Curtis, Andy Mason. They're presenting various of their original cartoons. These things are at the forefront, the leading edge of political commentary and satire in this country and the world. And there's a lot of amazing stuff to be seen. Art tunes, cartoons, candid versions of political commentary in drawings, all of that. And we'll talk to them about a little bit later on. So, anyone changed their plans and decided to join a march? Is anyone going to be able to join a march?
Well, I'm going to be driving through the Karoo, so it's not an excuse, it's just a reality.
Yeah, Ben's driving down to Cape Town, so he's going to be doing the long road to Cape Town. How many hours drive altogether?
Okay, so I'm going from here to the Bloemfontein Golf Course, where hopefully it's not raining. That'll take me probably 5 hours. And then from Bloem, I'm driving to Riebeek West, which will probably take 8 to 9.
Jeez. That's a lot of driving.
And then from Riebeek West, I'll drive to Cape Town, which is 1 hour.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you've got your whole plan organized here.
Yeah.
What are you going to take as putt course, Ben?
I've got rice cakes, I have a wrap, I have wine gums, and I have something else. And I'm driving a car. If you go into your emojis and you look at the red car emoji, I'm driving that car. I'm driving an emoji to Cape Town.
Doesn't sound good.
Yeah, it is quite something. It's going to be quite a, yeah. It's gonna be
this
a
is the car that someone's asked you to drive down for them.
Yeah, so Daniela, my girlfriend, her parents just moved to Cape Town.
Yeah.
And this is like their second car for day-to-day running around and stuff.
Oh, okay. So you're doing this favor for them.
So the mom uses it, yeah.
All right. Very good. Mabs, are you going to be joining any?
No. I work on a television set after this show, and it's live television, so none of us are going to be able to join the march from that,
is that
production
like a,
company.
Is that a nice way of saying your boss is a hard ass?
No, it's just the reality of it. It's a live TV show that we put out on a daily basis. And, you know, there's no way that the show can't go on because...
Sure.
Yeah, so that's just the way it is.
Lucas, make a note. We can now clip put out on a daily basis for future embarrassments.
Hmm? Yeah, good idea. What? Hmm? Well, whenever we ask Mabali anything from now on, we can just play on a daily basis. If I say, so how often do you play with yourself on a daily basis?
Oh, God.
Yeah. Put out on a daily basis.
Cut that clip out. All right, let's do some ANN 7 auditions, everybody. Are you ready? This is very exciting. Now, I don't know whether the Guptas are listening, but I will be the judge this morning with all of my experience in radio and television to decide who, Mabali, Sia, and Lucas... You're going to come in here and do it as well? All right. Who's up first?
Lucas.
Oh.
All right, Lucas. You ready? You got your script.
Why do I go first?
Because you...
Because you're our biggest hope.
You're our greatest hope for an ANN 7 TV announcer. All right. You're announcing the news on television. When I say go, then we're going to play the news jingle, and then you're going to pretend you're about to do it for ANN 7. All right? Are you ready?
I love his eyes are just like, oh my goodness, what am I doing?
This is his big moment. All right, everybody, ANN 7, the renowned news and propaganda channel, and the first audition for Lucas.
Good evening, South Africans. My name is Makatini Makatini, and we are watching ANN 7. Finance Minister Pravin Gigaba has just purchased a new suit. He plans to wear it when he goes and meets with the rating agencies next week. Because when they see how rich he looks, they will never downgrade South Africa again. Flash Gordhan is just joining. Flash Gordhan is joining the DA. Gordhan has also revealed that he is white and he likes other white things like white Monopoly. Oh, white Monopoly capital. The DA have still not prosecuted Helen Zilla for her criminal comments last month. That is the reason being Musi Maimane is still working in her garden. Well, rapper AKA will be performing live on ANN 7 tonight in a new show called The Junk Hour.
All right, breaking news. We're going to have some breaking news here. You ready? Now, you imagine you've got a breaking news story, right? Let's see how you deal with this. All right, go. Breaking news.
Breaking news, South African. I'm being told here that South African President Atul Gupta has closed the Saxon World she been to for today. His golden toilet had a big heart in this morning, and he feels one. And he feels one of his younger minister may have used it last night while drunk on white Monopoly whiskey.
Oh, this is fantastic. All right, let's give him a round of applause.
You know, the credibility of this broadcaster laughing at such important news in such serious times.
Lucas, I thought that was perfect for ANN 7. I think they would be silly to not take you.
I think Lucas... has pretty much trumped all of us.
Yeah,
actually.
This is his calling.
Yeah,
truly.
Guys, all right, just to be critical, just to be critical, because we are raising the bar high. He wasn't composed enough in the breaking news.
Yeah,
that was my only criticism. Otherwise, I thought you were pretty good.
because, you know, with breaking news, you've got to sound, it's dramatic. And, and you were kind of giggling a little bit because you thought it, you know, it was funny that Gupta, Atul Gupta left a turd.
Know, on ANN7, you're allowed to giggle a bit. You know?
Well, you're allowed to do a lot of things.
Yes. Not allowed when breaking the news, because that's what ANN7 do. They break the news. Because they make the news.
Now let's break some news with Mubs. Are you ready, my buddy?
Well, you know, I'm a professional, so
she's
I can.
Yes. It's going to be very easy for my buddy, but what the hell? Let's see if you could drop your standards by 20% and become the best news reader on ANN7. Take it away, Mubs.
Good evening and welcome to The Nose. My name is Mabale Moloi. Finance Minister Gigaba says that the ratings agencies are punishing South Africa for taking a stand against white monopoly capital. He says he will proceed with ignoring their ratings and advises all South Africans to do the same. Fresh evidence has appeared that Pravin Gordhan has been linked to the recent airport heist. The Minister of Police and his team are currently manufacturing a case around this. Helen Ziller is a shape-shifting tokoloshi and preys on young black men who want to get into politics. And rapper AKA is the greatest rapper of all time.
All right, stop. Breaking news. You got to do the breaking news now, Mats. Forget about AKA for a second.
In breaking news this hour, South African President Atul Gupta has just been given the go-ahead to open his own family bank and will be issuing home loans from all the white monopoly capital his secret police rustle up over the next 2 months.
All right, very, very nice. That's excellent. I mean, yes. It's too professional by at least a third. Really? I mean, even though you said, here is the nose, instead of the news.
I believed every word of that, too. I mean, it was so good.
I was taken in. But too
classic.
Good, too good, Mubs. I'm afraid so far Luke is still in the lead because your news was too professional for ANN7. Sia, do you want to have a go?
Let's.
All right. Here's Sia Sangweni auditioning for a job on ANN7. I hope the Guptas are listening. Go ahead.
Well, hello and welcome to tonight's News Hardlines. My name is Sia Sangweni. These are your headlines. Finance Minister Lucy Gigaba says that the ratings agencies represent white monopoly and that he and government don't want to play their colonial games. In other news, Pravin Gordhan has left the country. Yes, he has. He was last seen in the Oppenheimer's private jet, leaving the airport with lots of money falling out of his pockets. He is now suspect in the recent airport heist. And lastly, Helen Ziller is a sex offender. She cannot be trusted and will have to answer questions at Parliament as to why she likes young black men so much.
Breaking news.
Oh, excuse me. We interrupt your usual broadcasting for this breaking news. South African President Atul Gupta shall be live here on ANN7 for a live president's address. If you want to advertise with ANN7 during that time, you will also receive a lucrative tender and a signed AKA CD.
Fantastic.
More updates at the top of the hour.
You know what? That was the best one. I'll tell you why. Because you said live instead of live, which is a classic ANN7.
Like the future is bright for you. Yeah.
Thank you.
Let's give all three of our news readers this morning a round of applause. All right, Ben, are you next?
Sheep is hard. Look, yeah.
Finally this morning with the news, auditioning for ANN7, here is Ben Karpinski.
Good evening, you're watching ANN7 and I'm reading the autocue. Finance Minister Melusi Gigaba says the ANC will continue their radical economic downgrade, the latest junk status ratings confirming they are already achieving great success in this. Pravin Gordhan is currently in talks with the DA, the EFF, the UDM, the FFP, the IFP and the PTY LTD. He cannot be trusted. Helen Ziller does not like blacks. A source in the DA says she has always been like this. She also cannot be trusted. Rapper AKA is set to release a fresh single with Minister of Police Fikile Mbalula. The two shall be performing live next Saturday at the Saxonville Shebeen.
All stop ANC breaking news.
Breaking news. South African President Atul Gupta is set to brief the media today on the relisting of Oak Bay Investments on the JSE. Presidential spokesperson Jacob Zuma will have more within the hour.
Very good. Wow. Much wow. too professional, Ben. Sounded too good.
Well, I was going for hard hitting.
I think if ANN7, if you guys are listening, then I reckon your best bet's probably to go with Sia or Lucas at this point. I would say maybe even too professional on Lucas's part. I would say, Sia Sangweni, you are the best candidate here.
Well,
you
folks.
Smiling, you look good, even though you've got nothing between your ears in this case, the script. That's what they want on ANN7, so well done. I think the job this morning goes to Sia Sangweni.
Wow, thank you. I'd like to thank my mother, my father, and my parents. I'd like to thank my wife, my girlfriend as well. Thank you very much.
Non-existent. All right.
And I don't think that's a compliment.
Very, very nice.
Our moral compass.
That's right. You'll become our moral compass. All right. someone took a screenshot of this. News24 sent me a picture of Fikile Mbalula. It says RSA Minister of Police, Fikile Mbalula. I'm here for you guys. Report crime. I'm here. Let's go. That's his actual tweet. Under which someone replied, Robert Musana says, last week I bought a KFC bucket in Kimberley and one piece of chicken was missing. That's very inhumane and no one should be treated like that.
Oh, the responses to the to that tweet were brilliant.
Only in South Africa.
Another guy said, I think it was a girl, she said, my boyfriend promised to marry me in 2016 but did not. Please arrest him.
Here's another one.
I saw one that said my unemployed uncle just stole all the polony.
Yes.
And here's one from Murape who says, Mbalula Fikile, Metro FM shuffled its cabinet without consulting. Please arrest them. All right. And then lots of people saying that Ben should lose because he is white monopoly capital in the news.
Well, that's why I felt. That's why I felt so nervous when I delivered.
Got it. Excellent job by Lucas, says Kerry. Did you almost spit your coffee out when Zwelim Kize said moral compass yesterday during the interview?
Our moral compass.
I totally forgot.
Our moral compass.
Yeah, anytime anyone talks about that moral compass, I just...
That's
I
all you think about
seriously.
Now.
I don't know why, but it almost seems as if it's become a trend. There was a Daily Maverick article that the headline read, it's time for South Africa to find its moral compass.
Our moral compass. Of this moral compass.
It's become a thing.
It's clearly a thing. I mean, people just love that term. All right, we got to get to news in about 5 minutes' time. Ben says there's breaking news about the Masters, so he can't wait to tell us about that.
Okay.
We're going to talk to Anthea. By the way, I spoke to a couple of interesting people last night who will be getting on the show in the next few days to talk about the ANC, to talk about what's going on in the presidency. But what I love, one of my favorite clips, I'm going to see if I can't find this quickly, is a clip of Julius Malema predicting that Gwede Mantashe would change his tune.
Oh, Julius comes through again.
Is it in your news? Shall I save it for the news?
You can play it in the news.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll get to it in a second. That's funny, because he just got it word for word.
And so since we are a day away from the proposed national shutdown and the People's March, you know, and we are talking about giving a platform to this in one way, shape or form or the other. Yeah. We've just released a poll on Twitter asking whether you'll be joining the march or not. And so give us a gauge. Give us your answer to see whether you will. And if you will be, let us know where you'll be going, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, I would be thrilled to know, because even the frankly speaking guys yesterday, and I said to Rory and to Andrew, I was like, you guys are probably, you think that this march is stupid, right? And they were both very, very upset with me. They're like, no, we actually think it's really important.
It's so weird to put a proper finger on it, because even right now, as it stands, 47% of people who've answered this poll say yes, they will, and 53% say no, they won't. So...
You know, my brother called me yesterday. He's like, oh, what do we think of this? And I said to him, you've got to, if you don't march. You must support the march. I mean, the alternative is basically to just lie down and let the government do what they will with you. That's what you're saying. You're saying, I don't care. Now, Rory said something interesting to me yesterday. He said, we got to put aside all our other differences, all the other things that keep us from focusing on the important stuff. He said, this is number one priority. This is what we've all got to be working towards now. He said, we can pick up our differences again later. He said, we can worry about colonialization. We can worry about white monopoly capital. He said, we can worry about all that shit after we've got rid of this cancer. I mean, I'm paraphrasing him, but that's pretty much, you were there, Mubs.
Well, for Rory Sang, it's just a matter of rearranging our priorities, yeah. Really.
And I kind of think he makes a very valid point. And you know what? Day by day, I'm meeting more and more smart people who are convincing me that the only thing that we should be doing tomorrow is making our voices heard. If you don't make your voice heard tomorrow, what you're basically doing is you're acquiescing to being told what to do by an authoritarian state. That's all. This is our chance, South Africa, to stand up and be heard. And you know what? I heard from Pumi. You know, Pumilele does the Womandla show here in Cliff Central. She said to me that there was a march planned in Sandton tomorrow, which is going ahead, where madams are told that they can bring along their gardener and their security guard and their maid as well. But you know what? Do it. For what it's worth, do it. Let your workers take the day off if they need the day off to go and protest. I've heard about a couple of big companies in South Africa who have some guts, who have some balls, who've said, you know what? Go and march if you want to. Just let us know so that we don't have an empty office. But they're not penalizing people, and they're not going to tell them that they won't get paid for tomorrow, which is huge. I think that's a massive move by all of those companies, and well done to them. So if you are joining in and you do think it's a good idea, and more people that I'm speaking to seem to think that, then let's hear from you. Sandisa says, is it really possible for a human being to be this evil? How? I assume you mean the president, Sandisa.
Yeah.
Yes, it's possible.
Well, it can't be Lucas in his news, so it must be the president.
Well, I don't know. I mean, what's the answer? You know, he might not be evil. He might think he's doing the right thing for him and his family. He might think he's doing the right thing to survive. Maybe that's what he means. Maybe that's what he cares about more than the Constitution, but which he might just see as a document that keeps getting in his way.
Yeah, but we've kind of worked out that he definitely knows what he's doing. So this isn't an accident.
Yeah. I read an interesting article yesterday that he's actually afraid, that the president is afraid because he's promised the Russians this nuclear deal. Mm-hmm. And the Russians don't fuck around. If you lie to them or you change the deal, they will kill you.
Yeah, look, Vlad, yo.
He's not a guy to be messed with,
Vlad,
right?
Vlad wrestles bears as a hobby.
You do not want to be on the wrong side of that guy.
So. That's true. I mean, like, these stereotypes are placed for a reason, right? Let's go ahead. Vlad can make one phone call and there'll be a stripper in Nkandla with, like,
poison on her titties. It could happen.
Finished, done.
So you got to watch out for this stuff. Oh, watch out! Let's get into the news. It's brought to you by Colcacchio Pizzeria, the finest pizzeria in South Africa. I say that because I'm a fan. You don't have to take my word for it. Go and test it out for yourself. You can try any of their amazing pizzas, pastas, salads, and many of the other items on their menu, and you will not be disappointed. Am I right?
Correct.
There's nothing on that menu that they can possibly disappoint you with. Everything is fantastic. Lovely people who work there. You can have the app on your phone, which you can also collect rewards for. And if you do that, you will be able to eventually get slices for free, be able to gift them to other people, all kinds of cool stuff. Right now, let's get into the news with Mabale Moloi. It's brought to you by Colcacchio Pizzeria. Thank you very much. Natasha Mabale Moloi.
Okay, so on Monday, the ANC Secretary General, Gwede Mantashe, was speaking to different radio stations. You know, they wanted to get his feedback from the cabinet reshuffle. And the Secretary General, you know, had said, well, we basically weren't consulted about the reshuffle. We were just told. Shortly after that, news reports streamed in saying that the Secretary General was angry with the president.
Yeah.
But by yesterday afternoon, he had changed his tune. He said the party now accepts that President Jacob Zuma removed Pravin Gordhan as finance minister because of an irretrievable breakdown in their relationship. Speaking at a media briefing at Luthuli House, the Secretary General says the party's top six officials who publicly disagreed with President Jacob Zuma's cabinet reshuffle have acknowledged that their public dissonance was a mistake that should not be committed again.
Huh.
Now, if this sounded familiar to you, it's probably because you heard Julius Malema say it first.
Listen to this.
You know, Gwede sounded very angry and all that. You know, Gwede can call a press conference and say something completely different from what he said in the morning. Completely. Because Gwede is a coward. Gwede is a coward. Okay, give Gwede until Monday. Because Monday they are going to that NWC. Let's give him until Monday. And then press conference on Tuesday. Gwede is going to say something different. I tell you now.
Yeah.
He's going to say something different. He's an unreliable force.
Hmm. How do you like that?
Well, look, I mean,
spot on, right?
Fortune teller Malema is the name he goes by these days.
But guys, to be fair, I really like that sort of justification. He said, I removed him because I got irretrievable differences with him. In theory, then, we can remove him because society has irretrievable differences with him.
I agree.
So we'll gladly accept that and say, cool.
I mean, even his wife tried to poison him not so long ago. This is not a very popular man.
Well, good for the goose is good for all the other geeses and stuff.
Geeses, yes, that's correct, Ben. That's what they're called. All right, back to you, Mubs.
Okay, so, you know, while you're busy, I don't know, maybe you're worried about what outfit you're going to wear to the march tomorrow, because, you know, different strokes for different folks.
I'm going to wear my Louis Vuitton heels, and I'm going to let Dorothy, who's part of the family, she's been with us for 25 years. She's raised all my kids. I just love Dorothy. She's coming with us. And Solomon, who's at the gate. Solomon's got a small gun. We give him a little gun, but it's really just a paintball gun. It's there to scare the real criminals. But he's coming with me, and I'm going to take my bag because I want to keep pepper spray in case the march gets a little bit out of control. You know, then some of those blacks might just be a bit dangerous. Then, you know, because Musi Maimane, we don't know what he's made of. He could be capable of anything.
Well, the ANC Youth League have officially issued a warning saying that anyone marching against the president will be, taken care of, end quote.
The Youth League.
Yeah.
All 20 of them.
We are warning those that will be marching for the removal of the president of the ANC that they will not leave Luthuli House in good condition. I don't know if this is the reason the DA changed the, you know, the route of their march, if it's because I also discovered that MK veterans or combatants are going to be sent to Luthuli House to protect it. So I don't know if it's just a case of the opposition not wanting to start a fracas.
Well, I heard they're trying to keep it neutral. So by going to Luthuli House, it becomes too political. They want to make it more about the people than a cause.
Yeah.
Well, Luthuli House will be under guard, according to the MK vets. And the ANC Youth League also saying that, you know, anybody who makes their way in that direction will definitely be taken care of.
I heard a guy, one of these ANC Youth League people, was at a rally where people were leaving in their droves. I mean, you could see on the footage. More people were leaving than were coming in.
Oh.
Yeah, the ANC Youth League is very small and mostly meaningless at this point. I mean, you remember Oros is the boss there. What Julius did is when he left and created the EFF, he pulled out all the best people from the Youth League. And he used them to start this new party. So there aren't any smart people or any real movers and shakers left in the ANC Youth League. And most of the guys who call themselves the Youth League, they're old. They're like in their 30s and 40s. So it's a toothless, pointless organization. There's nothing left there. It's like you've taken the teeth out of it. So when they threaten something, we should just ignore them.
And then apparently an EFF party member had her car broken into and some files stolen from her car the other day. This is according to a statement that was released by the EFF. Party files and a laptop containing sensitive information were stolen from a vehicle which is driven by the Treasurer General of the Economic Freedom Fighters, Leanne Mathis's car, was targeted by thieves while it was parked in Johannesburg. And the party just issuing an appeal saying that, you know, if anybody has any information with regards to a vehicle that was spotted, you know, with people breaking into her car, that they would appreciate any feedback with that. They also added, we call on all South Africans to identify these thugs and report to the EFF or to the police.
Yeah.
Or straight to Minister Mbalula on Twitter if you have any information.
Well, that's the way to go. I mean, you have the right to peacefully protest in South Africa. And remember, even if a march isn't necessarily legal, if a bunch of people get together on a street corner, they can't stop you. It's what they call a flash mob or a sort of instant mob. And these people get together and you're allowed to protest. And there are going to be lots of these across the country. So join them. What the hell? Afterwards, you treat yourself to a drink with some of your new friends from the march. And at the same time, you show the president the middle finger. Because this government's doing nothing for you. It's doing nothing for me. It's doing nothing for most of us. It's time we showed them that we're not going to carry on putting up with their shit. Join the party. All right, anything else you want to throw in, or should we get to sport?
That's it.
All right, Ben, it's over to you. Let's see what's going on with the Masters. And do you want your Masters music this morning?
Yes, please, Gareth.
You're very particular about this, huh? You like this a lot. I heard that it was rained out yesterday. There was some controversy around that. Is that the big story of the morning?
Well, I don't know, Gareth. If you're going to sigh so hard, I mean, let's just skip through to the
rugby. No. I'm interested, but I saw it on the TV in the gym yesterday, and I don't know much about golf, so I don't know if that was the big breaking news story that you told us.
Well, unfortunately, Gareth, tornado warnings.
Oh.
Tornado warnings are threatening the very tournament that we hold so dear. Yesterday, the par 3 contest was cancelled. Which is just, it's a horrible thing, because when else will Gary Player be able to do competitive things on TV nowadays? Like, much cheaper and poorer golf courses in the area are flooded, but of course, like the Masters, there's lots of money, so they can actually tell rain to go away. They're that rich. But still, I mean, you don't mess with tornadoes, huh?
No.
Because essentially where Augusta, Georgia is, the state of Georgia, where The Walking Dead is, stuff comes up from the Gulf of Mexico.
Right.
It gets pretty fruity up there weather-wise. And even though it is spring, jeepers, it's like heavy rains. But to make it even worse, top seed, top favorite, world number one, Dustin Johnson, fell downstairs yesterday.
And he is
in doubt of playing. Yeah, it's going to... kind of separate to the tornado, he was inside, and in one of the houses that he was renting, him and his entourage were, he fell down the stairs, landed heavily on his lower back, and he's kind of known as the greatest athlete after Gary Player in the sport of golf.
Yeah.
So for this guy to go down, it doesn't look good, and there's a very good chance he will not be playing, not be teeing up tonight.
Uh-oh. Now, do they fill his spot? How does it work?
Well,
or they just carry on without him?
Well, I think at this stage, this is so late in the tournament, I think he...
Imagine being that guy who gets the call.
Well, look, I mean, just like a star rugby player, they'll wait until the real final moment to prove his fitness. And then he might try, have a few swings, see how it goes.
Could they dig up Arnold Palmer and make him play?
No, Gareth has some poor taste. So the major sort of groups you need to look out for today, the morning... Augusta Wise. So Zach Johnson, he's a previous champion. Louis Oosthuizen, Adam Hadwin's a Canadian who's doing really well at the moment. Adam Scott's playing alongside Kevin Kistner and Andy Sullivan. And then Roy McIlroy will be playing alongside Hideto Tanihara, who did really well in the match play week before last. And then John Rahm. And then Bubba Watson, Dustin Johnson, Jimmy Walker. That was the big pairing. This is the big grouping. Jordan Spieth will be playing alongside Martin Kaymer, Matthew Fitzpatrick. Angel Cabrera, who's a past champion, will be playing with Henrik Stenson and hot European sensation Tyrrell Hatton. And then Danny Willett's defending champion, has got no chance of probably even making the cut. He'll be playing alongside Matt Kuchar and Aussie amateur Curtis Luck. And then Brant Snedeker, Justin Rose, Jason Day. Look, it's the Masters. Wow. You're invited to play in this. You have to kind of be in the top 50 in the world to make sure you can guarantee your spot in this. There's just quality all over the place. But with tornadoes coming around, it's going to be a bit of a mess. And stop-start play, we could get an absolute outsider who's going to win it this year. If they manage to actually play the whole thing. And Dustin Johnson, well, he fell on stairs. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. Golf is just so gripping from start to finish. It really is. Rugby action, this big Super Rugby weekend, of course. But first, let's talk about the sevens. Now, the Blitzbox, they started off so well, and then they got injuries. Players went back to Super Rugby. So now they're kind of being hauled in by the chasing pack. The chasing pack is, of course, England. They'll be in Pool A for the Hong Kong Sevens against Australia, Samoa, and South Korea. Pool B will have Canada, France, Kenya, and South Africa. And then Pool C will see Fiji, who are brilliant at this tournament. They've made this Hong Kong Sevens their own for so many years. Fiji, Japan, New Zealand, and Wales. And then Pool D will have Argentina, Russia, Scotland, and USA. This is kind of one of the bogey tournaments for the Blitzbox. Even in their prime, they never seem to do well here. In Super Rugby for the weekend, we got some nice, interesting fixtures again after a couple of weeks where things were very predictable. Friday, 9:35 in the morning, Hurricanes versus Waratahs. Canes will take that one by about 20.
All right.
Then the Sunwolves will take on the embattled Bulls. I say that by injuries and form. That'll be at 7:15 Saturday morning. They'll be in Japan. Bulls probably by about 17 on that one. Brumbies versus the Reds, 11:45 on Saturday. Back the Brumbies for a relatively comfortable 8-pointer, I reckon. Then Sharks versus the Jaguars. Mm-hmm. The Jaguars are on the road again, and they seem to be able to get this notion that they must play with all 15 players for 80 minutes. And when they do that, they're bloody handy. But the Sharks are a good side right now, led by the young Cohen Bosch. I reckon Sharks by 7 there. And then we've got the Battle of the Unbeatens. Stormers versus the Chiefs. Now, the last time the Chiefs went to New Orleans, they absolutely hammered the Stormers, 61-21, I think was the final score there. Stormers are a different team. They do have a lack of experience, however. And I think with the Chiefs just being so relentlessly good, and these guys can make stuff happen all over the place, they are all without Sam Kane, the sort of the successor of Richie McCaw's role in New Zealand rugby. Mm-hmm. But the Chiefs are going to put the Stormers under pressure for the whole match. We saw when the Jaguars tried to do that. They look very sort of fragile in places. But then the two yellow cards left the Stormers, let them kind of get away. So I'm guessing, it's hard to say, but Chiefs by about 5 against the Stormers there. 5:15, that's their main game on Saturday. And then Sunday, the Force will take on the Kings at 8:05.
All right.
Yeah, forced by, 15 or so. There was football action last night in the PSL, and Sundowns, they again dropped points. It's a bit disappointing. They drew 1-1 with Bloom Celtic. And even though everyone just said they've had games in hand, they'll recoup, they'll get to the top of the log again. Well, they're making heavy weather of it. They really are. And then in English Premier League action, Liverpool were 2-2 against Bournemouth last night. Chelsea back to winning ways after they lost to Crystal Palace. They beat Man City 2-1. Swansea, they were 1-0 up against Spurs in the 88th minute. They ended up losing 3-1. That's what Spurs are doing nowadays. They're pretty handy. Fighting back at the death. Southampton beat Crystal Palace 3-1. Arsenal beat West Ham 3-0. Hull hammered Middlesbrough 4-2. And it's good Wednesday action, I guess. That's football.
All right, Ben.
Play it all the time. So yeah, Masters, we'll wait and see. Yeah? I'll try to give you an update tomorrow morning while I'm on the road. But the par 3 contest was washed out, and Dustin Johnson fell downstairs. That's your big stories right now.
So you're going to be driving down to Bloemfontein today, and that means you'll be heading from Bloemfontein down to Cape Town the day after.
Yeah, I'm going to leave nice and early.
So we'll be talking to you on the road.
Yeah.
All right, you don't have to give us sport while you're driving. There might be a problem. But certainly we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Well, it's my first ever Airbnb experience tonight.
That's going to be exciting.
In the cosmopolitan city of roses. So we'll see how that
there
goes.
There we go. That's all happening. That's Ben Karpinski and The Sport for this morning. As you know, he does a show every Monday, now on a Thursday, his show, called The Bounce. So there's the brand new version of The Bounce today.
Debuting today with an interview with Mark Immelman. Do not miss it.
Very nice. Okay, it's time for Anthea and The Money Shot.
It's fair about out there. That's working hard for their money. After getting how they live. Doing what they gotta do to make ends meet. It's the American dream. The almighty dollar.
I work hard for my money. So, I'm so hard. So, so hard. I work hard for my money. So, my money. So, my money. So, my money.
How do you like that? And oh, yeah. Gardner,
bit
good
of
morning.
Soul this morning.
That's it.
It's like 90s R&B slickness.
Isn't it great? Ooh. Anthea, good morning.
Good morning, guys. That is so true. We really are working hard for our money these days. Market participants are so nervous. Everyone is so unsure of themselves. Everyone's anxious. It's just absolutely crazy. So about half an hour before yesterday's ANC presser, Bloomberg put out a headline saying that Zuma had survived the call to resign. Mm-hmm. Normally, the market would react immediately. Yesterday, it took about 15 minutes before the currency started moving. But then, of course, once it did start weakening, the move was quite violent. The Rand went from 13.48 to 13.75. And you know how this just moves so quickly these days.
Wow.
It's currently trading 13.81, I'm afraid. Far cry from last week's 12.31 level, huh?
Yeah. Anthea, what are you advising people? I mean, you're just saying sit tight and be sensible and don't make any hasty decisions. Or are you saying, get out, take your money away as quickly as you can, get out?
So I have already repositioned my portfolios, Gareth. On Tuesday, we sold out of banks and retailers. So if you can, I don't think we can see the share view in our hashtag invest portfolios yet. But if you could, you'd see we're sitting on about 20% in cash.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm probably very close to full weight in Rand hedges, not my preferred method of managing money. But I think these are extraordinary times, and they do call for extraordinary measures. Banks and retailers are just consistently bleeding out. And I feel awful about selling companies with good fundamentals, but both First Rand and the Fushini Group are down 15% in the last 10 days or so. So thank goodness we sold out of those.
Wow.
And then the Rand hedge and resource shares are on an absolute tear. So again yesterday, the overall market, the All Share Index was up almost 1%. So overall, what to do? I think just be smart about it. Keep a level head. Don't do anything crazy. You know how this market moves now. You know that our Rand hedges do well in a week on a weak Rand. I think what's really, really bugging me, and yesterday seemed to be kind of almost the watershed moment, was that I work with some super smart people, geez, like they just impress me every day. And they're all starting to talk about what to do and how to send money offshore and whether they should be applying for jobs offshore. And that kills me. Like that's the part that I absolutely hate.
Yeah.
Our market generally, because we've got so many good companies and because we've got Rand hedge shares, excuse me, we can still be okay. You know, if we're smart about this, we can still get through it. There's definitely money to be made. I mean, the Rand hedge shares yesterday, Steinhoff, Naspers, British American Tobacco, Anheuser-Busch, all caught bids yesterday. And so it was not a terrible day for us who are invested in the market, smartly invested in the market. I mean, it really is all about politics at this stage. So yesterday, again, Fitch said that they would release their decision in a week or two. I mean, I think that could well set the cat amongst the pigeons. As I explained on Tuesday, the S&P downgrade was a downgrade of our foreign currency debt. And there doesn't seem to have been a huge rush to sell the bonds. I mean, definitely there's been selling, but not kind of extraordinary, crazy, irrational selling. But if one of the other ratings agency downgrades our Rand-denominated debt to sub-investment grade, that will trigger that the foreigners are forced to sell bonds, and then it will be a mass exodus. So now I think what you're seeing is this kind of measured downward spiral, but that will just speed it up, hugely speed it up.
Are you going to run to gold like so many people do when these kinds of things happen?
Absolutely, yes. So the gold price, in fact, has rallied quite a bit. Last time I checked, it was $1,250 an ounce. But that's not to do with us. That's more to do with global markets. And in fact, global markets have been under quite a bit of pressure. I mean, yesterday they had the US ADP employment data coming out much better than expected. and there's very little company news at the moment. And yet the U.S. market ended negative. I think a lot of people are waiting for this Trump-Xi Jinping meeting to see if there's anything tangible that comes out of that. But I was surprised that the U.S. markets were down last night. We've got U.S. non-farm payrolls on Friday. I think it'll be good news, but I don't know why yesterday's number didn't pick the market up. So the question on gold... gold is so volatile. The last thing I need is to add more volatility to my portfolio. So will I run in a hurry to it? Not really. No, I'm not in a big way. Not like I've done with banks, retailers, and rand hedges. So I've completely sold out of banks, retailers, and I'm fully rand hedged at the moment.
Okay. All right. Anything else that we need to know about?
Yes, one last thing. So last night we got news that another stock exchange had been granted a license in South Africa. This one's called A2X. Mm-hmm. So direct competitors of the JSE for trading and clearing, or what we call clearing, kind of when you trade shares, there has to be a counterparty that takes the money from the buyer and seller and makes that all work. It's called clearing. So it's much sooner than we expected. Undoubtedly, will have a negative impact on the JSE. And so all it does is just, I think, put pressure on the JSE to reduce their clearing and trading costs. Good for us as investors, because, you know, we do get charged quite a bit for trading. But for the company itself, it's just going to put pressure on revenue. It's just another thing that they didn't need after their last results, which really weren't that great.
Okay.
And that's it.
Are there any exciting things happening with regard to any companies reporting? Are there any important moves? You mentioned that new Brian Joffe business, which has just taken off, and how hard it is to get the shares and how many people have invested already. Any new news on that front?
Not really. We're kind of in the middle of reporting seasons at the moment. So Brian Joffe lists his company. The share code is L, the number 4L. Long for Life is the company name. That lists tomorrow morning at about, I think it's R5 a share. And then nothing hugely that I've seen kind of interesting on company news, really.
All right. So what do your days consist of over the last couple of days? I mean, since Monday, what have you been doing?
So just rebalancing. It starts with me looking at my portfolio, looking at the rand, seeing where everything's going, checking the political news to see if there's anything going on. You know, we're literally, like, there are 5 South African stories on Bloomberg front page. Normally there's not even one at the moment. 5 stories. And just kind of catching up and trying to get my head around where I think my portfolios should be positioned. So normally I would just go through companies every day, see which companies I like, which ones I don't, whether my portfolios are kind of positioned properly. And at the moment, yeah, I guess I'm just anxious, wake up anxious every morning these days.
All right. Well, thanks for this morning and we'll chat to you tomorrow. Thanks, Anthea.
All right. Super. All right.
Anthea Gardner, The Money Shot. And you can catch any of those. You can go and get an old podcast, The Money Shot, from last Thursday when the news wasn't so bad. So it makes you feel better. Listen to last Wednesday's Money Shot and you'll hear, oh, the rand's at 12:30. Everything's looking great. And then listen to Thursday and Friday and you hear how everything goes into the shithole. Couple of messages that have come through. Let's go to Anushka, who says that the Guptas will be saving that podcast that we did of ANN 7 auditions and using it against Cliff Central when they send you all on a ship over to India to make spices. We will be thinking of you guys and never forget the good work and content that you created. Greg says, which companies have given off staff? I'd like to work for them because they seem progressive. I don't know if I can mention them even, so I'm not going to. Elson says, we can loan you Pastor Evan Mawarire if you need him. You need him more than we do right now.
Oh.
Elson is from Zim.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right.
Temba says, I wish the Russians would F Jacob really bad. He's not my president. I never voted for him, even in 2009. He lied again and used a report that Gwede himself labeled as fake intelligence. I hate that two-headed monster, says Temba. Greg says, there's an insert in DSTV where Gary Player is answering Twitter questions, and it's worth a watch. He gets asked something like his favorite moment, and he rattles off about everything he's won there. And there, we actually played that clip yesterday, Greg.
Oh, my goodness.
Gary loves talking about what a success he's been. Ashley says, my Bitcoin is killing right now. Bitcoin is up big time, and the Rand down. I'm happy. Well, you still have to buy things in Rands, so don't get too excited, Ashley. Graham says, yesterday, Eusebius had an ANN 7 person on the radio. You should have heard his fluffy approach to the interview, sitting there talking about his feelings as a gay black man. I mean, the taste of vomit in my mouth every time that snowflake opens his. Tomorrow, I will be ridiculing, jeering, as well as accosting any ANN 7 Nazis that are at the march. Those are my target. Sure. That's Graham. Very angry. And there seems to be some confusion about the march in PE. I heard on the news from a local radio station that there are rumors of a march with lots of social media messages being circulated, but no application to the march has been made to the Metro Police. So does this make any march in PE illegal? Are the people joining it at risk in terms of law enforcement? Kelly. Kelly, as far as I know, a spontaneous gathering of people can't be considered a criminal activity. If you've applied for permission to march and you were denied permission to march, you can't then go and organize a march. Makes sense, right? Mm-hmm. But if it just happens, if people just gather at a place spontaneously, there's nothing they can do. And if it's a peaceful march, there's even less they can do.
But if you're instructed by police to stop?
Well, they can't. They can't tell you to stop if there are 1,000 people. And if there are 10,000 people, even less so. All they have to do is make sure no one gets hurt.
So legally, that's the only police's standpoint? Mere fact that they make
they
sure...
They don't have the right to shut down a march, no. But I think they're going to have their hands full tomorrow.
And off the top of your head, I know this is a bit of a tangent, but when it comes to petitions in South Africa, I know in America, when you get X number of people to sign something...
No, in this country...
Congress has to take notice. We don't have that?
No, we don't. But there are... you can go to the Parliament's website.
Uh-huh. Oh, there's a suggestion box.
You can. No, you can go to Parliament's website and you can actually find the email addresses of every single MP in the ANC. And you can write to each one. I mean, this is the kind of thing that you'd have to have a lot of time on your hands to do.
Yeah.
But if you really cared and you felt that the ANC was something that you cared about, and you wanted these people to hear your voice, you could email every single ANC MP and say to them, listen, I'm a voter, I'm an ANC member, and you can't do this. Who knows? Maybe one of them might be persuaded, if your argument is any good, to vote in the motion of no confidence, which has been set, by the way, for the 18th at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay.
Who knows what might happen? That's really the ANC's last chance to say they have the moral high ground. After that, I think they're finished as a political party. And Justice Malala will be in a moment or two, so we'll talk burning platform. He tweeted something kind of disturbing yesterday. Did you see that?
Mm-mm.
Well, he was actually retweeting someone else, and it has to do with Nkosasana Dlamini Zuma. An EWN reporter said Dlamini Zuma had been quoted saying, "We need to strengthen our legal systems because the DA have realized they can try and govern through the courts."
Okay.
And Justice said, this is the future president of the Republic of South Africa speaking. We're in far greater trouble than we think. We'll ask him about that and more when he comes in just now for the burning platform. Take your calls. We're going to have that number back soon, by the way. The WhatsApp number is 0797482090. If you want to Skype us, you can do that too. It's easy enough. It's Cliff Central. One word. And within a week, we will have our phones back and we'll be in the new old studios. We're refurbishing them. And then you will be able to call us and you'll be able to interact with us in even more ways.
And the Hardy Dars will be back.
The Hardy Dars will be back. It's all that you've ever wanted. It's everybody's favorite sound. I know Mubs can't wait. Okay, so that's what's coming up next. Don't go anywhere. CliffCentral.com.